Good morning. You're listening to Heart Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, and hello. I am being joined today by my guest, Sifu Ed Dorso. Hello, and welcome, Ed.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so glad to have you with me this morning. On Heart of Mind Radio, we speak about mind, body, spirit, and soul. And our guest, Sifu Ed Dorso, is going to be talking about these very issues within our lives. And he is the founder of the main instructor at the Fire Mountain School of Centered Martial Arts in Nyack, New York, which offers traditional Chinese martial arts and resilience training, including Tai Chi, Kung Fu, and conscious fighting methods. And he has a program actually taking place this evening at the New York Open Center. So I wanted to make sure all of you had a chance to hear about this work and could consider participating in this program, because I feel sure this is something that will benefit all of us should we have the opportunity to take this program on resilience training. And it's designed to strengthen the fasciae and webs of connective tissue under the skin that bind the muscle to the skeletal system and are critical to generating and conducting electrical and mechanical energy throughout the body. And this is a very interesting subject to me as well, because I'm a Qigong teacher, and I'm very much connected to what you're doing. I really understand it, but I don't think people really understand how important this part of our system is to our overall health, well-being, and mobility. And I'm wondering if you could just for a moment describe what this is in terms of the class with regard to resilience training. And then after that, I want to go a little bit deeper into your work as a whole.
Okay. So it comes from the idea that the quality of our lives is defined by the limits of our resilience. And a lot of times people understand that as kind of a passive quality that they get through an event. But it, as a proactive skill, it can really shape and change your life and your relationships. So, in particular, as a Qigong practitioner, there's the fascia system, the fascia system throughout the body, which is designed to deal with stress in a way that is resilient. It has the ability to absorb it and bounce back. And the body's ability to do this, it determines your freedom of movement. There's also mental resilience and spiritual resilience as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times in a training course, people will train either the fitness piece, the physical fitness piece, or they'll train the mental piece, or they'll train the spiritual piece. But it's really important to train all three, because resilience as a tool is a feat of physical, mental, and spiritual fitness.
So the fitter you are,
the faster you can bounce back to your center, your place of highest functioning, and where you have the power to naturally enjoy the freedom of an inspired life of uncomplicated action filled with personal growth, discovery, and love. See, a lot of what we're seeing today, like I was listening to the news while I was waiting to speak with you, and you know, it's hard to listen to the news. It's kind of, in a lot of ways, it can be a horror show. But what we're seeing in the world today, I'm convinced, reflects people's fitness in times of adversity, conflict, and change. So what that means is, when life throws a curveball, and you are struck with something unpleasant, it changes how you function and how you relate to the environment around you. The body is naturally is built with the fascia system, this interconnected tissue that is designed to absorb and rebound. And as people age, they naturally lose the ability to express that due to injury and illness and trauma. But it really has to do with how people respond to adversity. So as when you see kids, children have this incredible ability to, as they're learning to walk, they just fall down, they cry for a little while, and then they get back up and they try it again. There's no interruption. And part of that is that they have a very healthy fascia system, which, as you can see through your Qigong practice, that's part of what you're building and trying to generate.
This is true. And one of the things that I had begun to realize is that this is not really taken into account in general in the medical system. And very often people are diagnosed with rotator cuff problems, knee problems, and they're recommended into different kinds of surgery when I feel that something like what you're offering is a real alternative to that. Could you explain how building this tissue, this connective tissue, can really help people who might have been misdiagnosed?
I would love to. It has changed my life. The at some point, right around when I hit 30, one day I woke up and stuff started hurting. It was hurting, and it didn't stop. No, and before that point, it would I'd go out and I'd play football. I'd wake up the next day, I was fine. But then something changed. All of a sudden, stuff hurt, and it didn't stop hurting. And I thought, I was in a panic because I was like, wait a minute, I'm too young to be old. And this is what I thought then. Mm-hmm. And so I had the good fortune of eventually meeting my teacher now, who is Master Qianmen Wang, who is a traditional Chinese medicine doctor and Chinese martial arts master, who had learned and trained under masters who had real power. And some of that power, a lot of the power that comes from, if not all of it, in Chinese martial arts like Tai Chi and Bagua and Shenqing Wutan Kung Fu, is really an expression of the fascia resilience. So what this has to do with pain and knee injury and shoulder injury is that the fascia is one, they call it a second skin. It's one skin that connects everything throughout your body. It's an absorption system for energy and managing matter and information, but it's also a communication system. So that operates, it's like a fiber optic system. It actually conducts information faster than the nervous system. So what happens over time is the fascia, through really misuse or under training, it begins to lock down in certain spots, and it refers pain to different areas. So if your fascia is healthy, your knees don't hurt. If your fascia is healthy, your shoulders don't hurt. And what happens is that once you learn how to access the fascia system, and this is an important thing, it only responds to what the Chinese refer to as yi, and it's the instinct to extend beyond your current limit. You can't force it. In other words, like if you just use your muscle, you won't be able to lead with your fascia. And if you can't lead with your fascia, then you can't get it to open and unlock so that you can have freedom of movement that will take off the pressure and the pain points in the body. I think I heard recently that when the fascia clamps down, it can exert something like 2,500 pounds per square inch of pressure, which is a ridiculous amount. And mm-hmm. if you've ever had any kind of trigger point work done, those points in the body where the fascia binds up and locks, and you've released them, you find one of those and you press on them, and it'll refer pain throughout the body. A lot of times it'll go into places that you have experienced pain throughout your life. So ideally when the fascia is healthy, if you look at young children and young adults, when the fascia is struck, it works as an interconnected web, and it sends the energy, it disperses it safely across the entire web. So wherever there's any kind of adhesions or stuck points in the fascia, it hits that point like a hammer. So when you're walking, if you have any issues in your fascia around your knee or your leg, that impact is going to collect in a certain spot where it gets stuck. So learning how to extend the yi and articulate the fascia opens up that section over time and allows the energy, the impact of walking or moving to pass safely through the body. And what's really amazing is that the body is designed to convert that energy into more energy. And so that's why you feel so good in part when you go for a walk or you do something of a certain amount of intensity, basically whatever's within your range of fitness, you feel invigorated. And that's an important thing also, because a lot of times the fitness programs that people train under leave them exhausted and depleted. One of the first things my Sifu showed me was that when you get done training, you should feel energized, not depleted. It's about building energy in the body, not spending it, exhausting it. So once the fascia gets to a point where it's restored to its health, then pains diminish, the freedom of movement goes up, and the person's energy levels and their excitement about life increases. It's amazing.
I understand completely, because I think this is a revolutionary way of really looking at well-being and health and truly understanding the body in a way that we don't normally understand it. And I love your description of the fascia being like an whole organ within the body, like the skin, and it is complete throughout the body. And when we begin to think of ourselves in this holistic way, it gives a deeper understanding of moving through whatever challenges people might have physically, because as they're working on a particular area, they're really working on the whole body and making the whole body a lot more interconnected and functioning at a much higher level. Now, I know that you're doing an evening workshop tonight, and that's today's Friday, March 3rd, from 7 to 10 p.m. at the New York Open Center. And people could go to the website opencenter.org if they want to do that and register for that program. It's a good way to get started on this path. It's very beneficial workshop. I'm even thinking of coming myself just to see what I can learn from you if I have the opportunity. But this is really good. And I would like for you to speak to how the class works and whether or not people can come no matter what shape they're in. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the Open Center teaching a Qigong class, and I had people who had canes, people who had different weights, and, you know, the class was adapted to people based on where they are. And I believe that that's how you function with your class as well. Can you talk to people about how they should approach it and whether they should be concerned about where they are in the moment?
Well, those concerns are an essential part of the success of this approach. Because everybody has whatever limits they have, whether they're real or imagined, it doesn't matter. In order for yi, which is the power of extending beyond your current limit, in order for it to grow, it needs limits to work through. So whatever the person's level of fitness, whatever injuries they have, those are essential for the building of yi. If everything is easily within reach, you would never grow. It's kind of like when the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis, and then it has to break out of the cocoon. It's essential for the butterfly to fly. It has to have the fluid pumped into its lungs, and the struggle outside to get out of the cocoon is part of what pumps the liquid into the wings. So it's kind of the same thing. If let's see how I say it. You're supposed to respect. This is the way I tell my students, because a lot of times when people come to a class, they immediately want to get to some particular destination, and they want to have their form look whatever way they look. And the faster way is to see what your limits are, respect them, and then extend a little bit beyond that. Not a lot, just a little bit beyond it. It's kind of like in the same way that a seed pushes up through the soil to get to the surface. A lot of times people see their injuries as these obstacles that they need a certain power to overcome. And once they overcome them, then they can grow from a seed into a tree. But if plants waited for the rocks and the stones and everything to move aside, there would be no plants. So yi is a process, if you can imagine it, of like the shoot working its way past each of the stones and whatever else it comes into contact with. It finds a way. It threads through all the obstacles until it reaches sunlight. And so the injuries that people have, a lot of times it gets in there, they see that it's the end of the road. But with yi, it's actually the beginning of power.
Excellent.
So when somebody comes in, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when I get people who, it doesn't matter what age, fitness, weight, it doesn't matter their previous experience. In fact, a couple months ago, I had the opportunity to go to do a talk at a spinal injury support group, and in the room full of people, everybody has different levels of paralysis, and you know, God bless them, they all want to move and they all want to walk again. And so the jump from where they are to walking again is huge. And if they attempt that, they're going to be met with defeat. They're not ready yet for whatever. They have to go through whatever. But what I introduced to them was the idea of how to extend the yi. And they had to just move a little bit beyond what they can currently move, using whatever they can currently move. So for one man, this was his finger. For another man, it was sitting up. For this other woman, it was extending her toe. And that spiritual energy of yi is what leads the rest of the movement as they progress in their ability. So it was amazing. I mean, it went from they can't do it to they could do what they could do just by that one minor change. So, and you can see it, like when somebody is actually accessing and using their yi to extend beyond their current limits, there's something inspiring about that. But when you're in this, when you're trying to get to a goal, that's not so inspiring sometimes.
This is true. And I think that this is very important for people to realize that this is a true skill set that they can begin to incorporate into their healing process or even into progression to get beyond where you need to go. And I just want to emphasize that this program is tonight. It's actually today from 7 to 10 p.m. at the New York Open Center. And the Open Center is located 22 East 30th Street in Manhattan. You can also call them 212 212- 212-219-2527, 212-219-2527, or go to the website opencenter.org, and you'll be able to look up the information. It's right there on the front page. It's called Resilience Training, Using Low-Impact Exercises to Enhance Health, Emotional Well-Being, and Freedom of Movement. And we'll give that information out again. But one of the things I would really love for you to do, Ed, is to give us a little background. I wanted to get the information out there, but I'm also curious to learn a little bit more about your journey and perhaps what your life was like before you encountered the martial arts, and maybe how this new emphasis on this work, how that has also been developed.
Well, I was writing about this just before we spoke, and I think I hadn't realized until recently how important the question is that you just asked. So I started exploring it, and so why the need for all of this for me. There was, where I am now is I understand that our life, my life, is defined by the limits of my physical, mental, and spiritual fitness. And resilience is a feat of all three of those powers combined. And resilience is important because it helps you to bounce back after you get knocked down. Now, I can go into length about all of those things, but to get to your question, there was a time where I was not fit physically, mentally, spiritually. And I had no resilience. And in terms of how I understand it today, the way people function in relationship to the demands of their life reflects their physical, mental, spiritual fitness. So I was trying to, at one point, I was trying to shape my life to fit my fitness. And what that meant was, basically, I was at war with everything around me. And if it didn't fall into my level of fitness, what I could manage, what I could endure, then I either tried to fight it into the shape that I could do it in, or I just left it entirely. I would run away. And so when that reaches an extreme place where you have to change the world to fit yourself without any adaptation from yourself, like from me in this case, it led to a place of mental illness and the inability to function at all. And so, you know, I had reached a point where, you know, I was physically, mentally, and spiritually bankrupt at an age where my friends were finishing off college and starting their lives, and I was really struggling to just get it together. I just couldn't put anything together. And so, but I was burdened, you know, at that time. I thought I wanted to die, and I was somewhat suicidal. And I say somewhat because when the opportunity, when I was close to death, I realized then I didn't want to die. But I, quite honestly, I didn't have the skill set to live. And I was also, I aspired to more, even though I couldn't do more. I'd have these periods in my life where I was like, I'd be brilliant in school and I'd be functioning really well. And then there would be this collapse and I wouldn't be able to do anything. And I couldn't understand, like, what's wrong with me? So I went and got a lot of help, and I stayed with that. And then I started to see, you know, I was introduced to these, like, amazingly spiritual people and mentally insightful, and there's just incredible people, and who really inspired me and who I admired, and they gave me something, a different picture of what to be like. You know, I started reading a lot. I was introduced to Joseph Campbell and people like this. And I had a question that occurred to me when I was a kid. When I was a child, I could never understand, why do people hurt each other? Why do people do harm? They can be so nice in 1 minute and then vicious in the next. And I just could not understand that. And I was seeing, like, even with some of the most inspiring people that I knew, there was times where they would change. And then it puzzled me, but I just kept going along. And I was working as a drug and alcohol counselor. I'd gotten a bachelor's degree in human development and counseling, and I was studying Tai Chi. By accident, a friend of mine dragged me, Scott Feig, dragged me into a dojo against my wishes, because please come with me, I don't want to go by myself. Just try this out. And I had no interest in martial arts. I didn't even like the idea of being in a dojo at the time, but something caught me. It was, I didn't know what it was, but I stayed with it long enough that I trained all the way up to third degree black belt in that school. I had a wonderful sifu at the time who was very generous, Linda Morrissey, and I started to see that there were patterns in the way people were managing conflict in the dojo and the way people were managing conflict in therapy. And it started me to get, it got me wondering, you know, what is this connection here? So anyway, I'll speed it up. At one point, I got married, had a kid, and my son was struggling to go to sleep. I was very exhausted and angry that he wasn't going to sleep. And I just, would you go to sleep? And he was startled by that and started crying for his mom. And I sat outside his bedroom looking at the door thinking, what a jerk I am. All this work I've done, and here I am getting upset with my son because he's happy to be with his father. But this is not the man I aspire to be. So how does that disappear? And what is the value of all this amazing training and knowledge if in the moment that I need it the most, I can't access it to do the right thing in real time?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't do that, then all of that is valueless. And so then I started drilling into it. Okay, now I know that in my heart of hearts, that's not the person that I want to be. And yet somehow, some way, I'm compelled to do something that in my right mind, I would never do. So then I started looking at the patterns of conflict in terms of human nature. And honestly, recycling got me curious about this because people make a lot of money off of garbage. We throw it out, but there are people making a lot of money off of garbage, and there are people who are figuring out ways to repurpose it and reuse it. But this is this thing where, you know, it's garbage. So, like, conflict and pain and adversity is kind of like the garbage of human nature. Everybody wants less of these things, less of these things, less of these things. And so they do a lot of things to try to eliminate them, but it's vain. It's vain. These are conditions of our life. They are not going away. And you can try to eliminate all these different things, but it creates a greater, for lack of a better word, evil. It actually threatens, when I say evil, I mean it threatens life. It harms life. It does a greater harm, this vain pursuit of comfort, of a comfortable life on the individual's terms, than building the fitness to accept and face life and use the conditions to create a better life. So I saw how the patterns in particular Yang style Tai Chi and push hands, how it reflected all of how people conflict with each other. And so I started drilling into what happens to my mind and my body when I'm faced with what I call a hit, which is an unpleasant surprise, something that I didn't want to have happen, but that happened anyway. What do I do in the moments immediately after that? That determines so much of the rest of my life. It is a critical moment, and learning to see that moment and attending to my physical, mental, spiritual fitness is essential for creating, using the circumstances, an outcome that's beneficial to me and the people around me. So I wanted to find a way to turn all this, for lack of a better word, shite into fertilizer that can grow a better life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So now this was very theoretical until I met my teacher, Master Tian. And what I saw and what I've come to see is what happens when a person has certain power and how to use that to train their resilience. And he's a man of incredible physical and mental spiritual power. I have never met anyone like this who was so completely intemperate in a way that, like, I've only read about or seen in martial arts movies. But this is a real human, a living being who's just incredibly gifted in so many ways. But we would have conversations together, and even the patterns matched. The ideas that I had were reflected in the system that he was teaching me. And so it made a great union between the two of us, and I became his honored student, and he has since just downloaded all this information that up until recently it's been closed to Western students for whatever reason. And so now I realize that, you listen, the theory and the practice is only as useful as I can access it in those times of intense stress. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's a theory, it's a good idea, but it's not a practical use. So it's resolved in me that it's all an expression of physical, mental, spiritual fitness. And what I just wanted to have a sane life. I wanted to be able to get up and go to work and take care of my needs. And then it evolved into something like, wow, I can have an inspired life of uncomplicated action with personal growth, discovery, and love. And that can be the standard by which I manage everything else that follows.
Beautiful.
So then somebody asked me to teach it. But go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So, and then, I was doing my thing, thinking that it wasn't anything significant. And then a student of mine who had just recovered from, was recovering from cancer, Avital Spivak, she said to me, what is it that you're doing? And I didn't really think much of it. And so, but it was unique because I had been able to grow through and gain from mental illness, poverty, all sorts of just insane stuff, and I come out of these things with more power. She saw this and said, you're doing something here that's really important. What is it? And I've spent the last 10 years trying to put it into words so that I can quite honestly have a conversation like this with you right now. So,
well,
and it's really taken root. I have a good group of students, and it's starting to grow.
And I want to let people know that though you are going to be at the Open Center this evening, your school is in Nyack, New York, and the website for that is thefiremountainsschool.com. Do you want to take a minute or two to tell us about what's happening with your school?
Oh, wow. I officially founded the school. I decided, like, after not wanting to study martial arts and not liking school and never wanting to teach, I've decided to open a school teaching martial arts, which amazes me. But so in May of 2012, and it's been a hard road because in October of 2012, when Hurricane Sandy hit, my family, we lost our house. So I had, our apartment got flooded by Sandy. That's a whole adventure story for another time. And we lost most of everything. And so for 8 months, we were practically homeless for all intents and purposes, although we had places to stay. And so that handcuffed the ability to build the school, but it really honed my skills because that getting through that with our sanity intact and creating a better situation out of it was really an amazing feat, and I'm grateful to everybody who helped us through that. So that set us back a bit, but with, I'd say it's really started to turn around as of last summer when Ken Glotzer at Day Camp in the Park up in Harriman State Park gave me an opportunity to work with his campers, and it's really started to take root. He said, here, teach it, and, you know, it was an incredible experience where we had, there's a video of it on YouTube of the graduation where there's 100 kids getting their white sash and all yelling in Mandarin out in the sun up in the woods. And so in the last, I think, honestly, the conversation with Eno, I think it was a turning point. And this right now has really been very helpful. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to speak with you. And so now what we're doing is we're teaching resilience fitness training. The idea being that if a person has possession of their resilience as a tool, then really they can shape the life that they want. Because the only thing that stops them from doing that is, I think, a lack of power, a lack of, which is the physical, mental, spiritual fitness. Once a person has possession of their yi, and then they start to understand the patterns of what happens in conflict, what happens to them and themselves, then they gain choice. The idea that you know when you know better, but I should know better, but you can't do better, there's something to that people just think, oh, you know, I'll do better next time. No. Your mind closes after you get hit. And if you don't attend to that, your choices after that event become more and more destructive as time go on. You can't have an open-minded response to life with your mind is closed. And so so what I've done is I've had this amazing opportunity. I've won the Chinese martial arts lottery to study under a real old-school Chinese martial arts master who's taught me principles of Chinese power. And that has given me, it's empowered me to see the patterns that they use in these systems to create these incredible human beings and distill them in a way where I can do a workshop like this, and a person who doesn't have 10 years or 5 years or 3 years or whatever, they don't have the time or the resource or even the desire to master Chinese martial arts, they can get some of the essential pieces that will change their life. For instance, yi.
Excellent.
And then once with that, then that begins to affect how they respond to what's going on around them. So now we're doing, I have classes at the school 6 days a week. I do private lessons. And now I'm doing workshops where I'm going into agencies and businesses and teaching resilience, fitness to the people. Because if you have, like, let's say you have a team who's working together and something unexpected happens, then you, right after that, the team, the health of the team is made visible. And so people will infight, they'll start blaming each other, they'll start avoiding, all this, the craziness happens after that. But if you have a resilient team, they take that hit, their integrity, their tensegrity, becomes visible, and they can just absorb the impact and convert it into energy to drive them all forward. So if you ever watch like a big sporting event like the Super Bowl or World Series, when there's a lot on the line for the players, there's a point where one team, the light goes out of their eyes, and the other team, the light is in their eyes. Whoever's got the light in their eyes is winning in that moment. It's just a matter of when the clock goes. So,
and we're just about out of time for this segment, and I just want to remind people they can all find out about this at thefiremountainschool.com, your website. And do you want to give out a phone number for people who want to contact you directly?
Sure, 845-893-3160.
So, all righty. Also, people can connect with you at the Open Center tonight, the New York Open Center,
please.
22 East 30th Street and in Manhattan. And you can also call the New York Open Center, 212-219-2527. Or you can go to the Open Center website, opencenter.org. And the name of the program is, what is the name of the program again? I had it in front of me a minute ago, and then I just, the Resilience Training Using Low Impact Exercises to Enhance Health, Power, Vitality, Freedom. So you can go near to the opencenter.org and click on that page. It's right on the cover of the website, and you can do that, and it's very reasonably priced for those of you who want to do that. So, that out. And I want to thank you very much for joining me today. And I'd love to continue this conversation another time. Very inspiring, I have to say. And I want to invite all of our listeners to remember that you can find this information also will be on the archive page of Heart of Mind Radio at prn.fm. You'll find the links both to Sipu Ed Durso's website as well as to the New York Open Center. So if you didn't get all that, go to prn.fm. And I thank you very much for joining me today, Ed. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Progressive Radio Network is now on iTunes. Search for us to listen and download past shows or get them updated automatically. Just type Progressive Radio Network in the search bar and download any show free of charge. Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Kerry Harrison with you, inviting you to join me on The Smart Show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not able to catch me live, you can go to the archives at prn.fm or harrison.fm. Don't forget, it's impeccable behavior to rate the show on iTunes. We come to you each Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live from Hollywood, where we bring on the movers and shakers, whistleblowers and muckrakers. There's nothing like it anywhere else, and it's here on PRN.FM. If you like a smart show, then join me, Kerry Harrison. It's Harrison on the Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Love, lust, and laughter. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Wiley, a board-certified sex therapist and a marriage and family therapist. Guests, colleagues, authors are interviewed, and we sometimes dispense advice to create a format that is both informative and entertaining. If you can't listen live, go to the archives and even rate the show on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope that you are coming with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. This is the Progressive Radio Network, and I am Catherine Davis. And I wanted to give you an update on some of the programs that I am having the hopper to share with you as well. As a reminder, we have our Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group, the third Wednesday of the month. It's from 7:15 to 9:15 p.m. And what this is designed to be a growing, sharing community with like-minded, open-hearted, kindred spirits, each bringing their sacred gifts and soul songs. And in our support group, we meet monthly, we work with affirmations, breath practices, ceremony. We, of course, there's conversation and listening. We do expression through visual art and vocal toning. We have a healing circle. We do mantra and shamanic practices and ritual. So we don't do everything every month, but these are the tools from which we gather our interaction with each other. It's at Jnana Yoga Wellness Center, 97 Bond Street in Brooklyn, on the ground floor. Our next meeting is March 15th, and we do invite you to join us. You can find out more by sending an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can call 347-480-1694 and get more information about that. Also, I have an ongoing series, Staying Grounded in Chaotic Times, and this is designed to restore and maintain a sense of inner peace. It featuring the moving meditation practice of Soaring Crane Qigong. I just finished a workshop at the Open Center on Soaring Crane Qigong and feel like I felt very energized by how many really got into it and began to benefit from this process. So I decided to continue it in my ongoing program. So we do sitting meditation, walking Qigong, healing remedy routines, other grounding Qigong routines. And at the end of the program, we are going to review and learn the five routines of Soaring Crane Qigong. And for those of you who may not be so connected to Qigong, it's really Qigong is to China what yoga is to India. It's based on traditional Chinese medicine, Taoist philosophy, and quantum technology. And it's every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 4:30 p.m. at Studio Maya in Brooklyn, 603 Bergen Street in Brooklyn, 11238. And you can either go to studiomaya.com or my own website, qigongonline.net, to find more information, qigongonline.net, qigongonline.net. And again, my contact line is 347-480-1694. And so it's a very reasonable ongoing process. You can come in, drop in for one session class, or you can get a four-class card and save a little bit on that. And it's an ongoing, very special program that I invite you to consider if you want that ongoing support. Starting this month, actually, on the 10th, I'll be offering an introduction to a program, a six-week train-the-trainer program I'm doing with the Bronx Reach Champs. This is an organization that provides healthcare services and supports people in healthcare services regardless of the ability to pay. So these are people who service the Bronx, but they never turn anyone away. They create an environment in which everyone can receive help. And I'll be engaging in a program with them. It's a Qigong meditation and movement, relaxation and stress reduction. But what it is, it's a six-week train-the-trainer program. There are two-hour sessions, and there are various components, including a lecture. And essentially what this is to teach you to be a trainer, to be able to go in community and learn how to offer meditation and gentle movement stress reduction techniques. So for those of you who perhaps might want to go into a senior citizen center and work with people, or if you're a part of a church or a community group or a parent group, and you want to begin to introduce these programs into your community, or if you want to begin actually down this path as a career for Qigong meditation, movement, stress reduction, this is an introductory course, which is you receive a certification for the completion of this program. And the beautiful thing is that because this organization is a community service organization, I'm able to offer complete scholarship to this training for a number of you if you're interested. So it asks you if you're interested. It starts on March 10th. There is a series on Mondays and another on Fridays. And it's a six-week training, at the end of which you would receive certification that would show that you have the capacity and the training to teach these techniques. Very basic, very fundamental, very simplified, so that you can learn it and so that you can share it. So if you're interested, please send an email to me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. heartofmindradio@gmail.com. It starts next week, March 10th. I'll be able to send you the details. And it's not, we don't have a lot of spaces, but we have a limited number of spaces left for those of you who might want to follow this path. And it is a scholarship. So for those of you who really want to do this, it's an opportunity to get your foot into the ground work of it, and it won't cost you anything at all. It's about community service and being able to provide opportunities within your community, but also for me to be able to provide to this community of radio listeners this opportunity. You would have to travel to the Bronx. It's in the Fordham Road area, but it's open to anyone who would like to participate. And that's a six-week Train the Trainer program. Be in touch with me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And remember, you can also call and leave a message on the phone line, 347-480-1694. And for those of you who will be joining me on Saturday for our Qigong class, Staying Grounded in Chaotic Times, that is again in Brooklyn at Studio Maya, 603 Bergen Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11238. And stay connected, because we will also, as the weather is getting brighter and warmer, be doing a Qigong tour in which we will be traveling to the various boroughs and communities in the New York region. It could be upstate, it could be a little bit south, it could be west, it could be east, it could be New Jersey, but to establish little communities who are interested. And I would, you know, do this Qigong tour going from place to place, and it would be a different place each week or each month as we have the summer months. So that's another way to get involved. But the best way to connect with all of these opportunities and possibilities is simply to send an email to me at heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You can also go to the website prn.fm, and you'll find all the connecting information on that website. If you search for the Heart of Mind Radio archive page, you'll be able to connect with myself as well as my guest from today. And I found that talk to be extremely inspiring. And so if you want to find out more about Sifu Ed Durso, you can go to the firemountainschool.com. He has his school in Nyack. If you're interested in attending the Open Center program tonight, go to the opencenter.org. If you want to find out more about the work that I am doing in community, please go to my website, qigongonline.net, Qigong is spelled with a Q. And remember, part of the work that we're doing through the spiritual support group, through these classes, is to help build strong, viable, healthy community. We don't have to be next door neighbors, but we are brought together in the community by many means, the radio broadcast, the internet. And we do hope that you will get connected, stay connected, and allow me to also support you. So as I had as my guest today, another practitioner of healing movement, and we can offer you opportunities as well. If you're a healer, an energy practitioner, or doing herbal work, whatever you're doing in the community, send me an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And my desire is to support you as well, because it's a big, wide world, and every one of us has an opportunity to heal when we support and sustain and each other. So that's my message for today. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Tune in every Friday morning at 10 a.m. and stay tuned right now for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network. Be blessed and bye for now.